36 miles from Panama City.
Have you gotten people sort of branching out from Panama City, the, you know, the people who have moved down to Florida, or any retirement areas, or any, you know, new development along that line?
Well, Mexico Beach, we had a lot of people, retired people, out in that area. Mm-hmm. Now that was, in those early days, there were maybe two or three cottages on the beach, the entire beach down this way. And since then, the beaches have grown up and they're pretty thickly settled. And we have a lot of retired people, but we don't have any special area for retired people. We do have a lot of retired people out there. We do have some here.
Mexico Beach and Beacon Hill, which is the oldest settlement on the beach, between here and Panama City, and then St. Joe Beach is all in there on there. But at St. Joe Beach, you get in there first, but you can't hardly, well, you can tell too, because there is a space, might say, between St. Joe Beach and Beacon Hill, there's not anything in there. Mm-hmm. And then beyond that, then when you get through Beacon Hill, you go right into Mexico Beach. You just continue.
But Mexico Beach is not in our county, it's in Bay County. Mm-hmm. We really feel that they belong to us because we educate their children.
Oh, really?
But, and we're so close, you know, but it's really in Bay County.
Their children, all of Bay, I mean, all of Mexico Beach, all the beaches out there between this side of town and field come here to Port San Diego, although they're in the other county. That county over there provides compensation, you see, for it to this county.
I'd like to get an idea of what the house that you grew up in looks like. Did you move a whole lot? Or?
Well, the first little log house my daddy lived in when he came. My family did not live in it. The first house that my mother lived in was a another little house he built over here on the beach in this area close to the Turpentine Stale. And I don't know how long we were in that, but my first memory is of this big building that was downtown. There was a store downstairs, and for a time, a post office was in that building. It was a large area for the post office. And there was an upstairs, and we lived upstairs, and for a time, served meals up there. There were a number of rooms up there that were rented out and served meals when I was a small child. Well, I was still small, about five, I think, we moved into another house and lived there for a number of years. And well, I think I was in the sixth grade, we moved to this street, the house down on the corner. So we moved several times.
And that house is still...
This house is still standing. And the other house that I moved in from, the large one, is still standing, but it's been moved in over near the school.
Could you sort of make a sketch of it for me? I'd like to see just sort of a rough floor plan, you know, how many rooms there were and where they were. And
well, the last house we lived in and our family home now is down across from the motel. And we...
That's known as the old stone house now. Yeah, they lived there for the last, 45 years or 50?
It's about 50 years. That last 50 years the family has lived in this house.
It's now, but it's right on the corner across from the motel down, right down near town here. Right on the corner between here and town.